Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. This is episode 117, season 5, and today's date is April 3rd, 2022. And today's episode, I will discuss the 30th anniversary of the demise of Polk Brothers appliance store in the Chicagoland area. One of the most well-known and well-remembered stores of all time that you lived in Chicago. And I'll talk about a couple things today as well. Right now, the program will go into a commercial. And this program is brought to you by Pepsi Cola. And this is the jingle for Taste the Pepsi Way from the late 70s. Once you hear that jingle, you feel like dancing and singing. It's infectious. It really is. I remember watching this on TV when I was very young, probably around 7th or 8th grade or high school. So here it is.
You're the Pepsi generation. Come and have a Pepsi day. Come on, come on, come on, and taste the Pepsi way. Come on, come on, come on, and have a Pepsi day.
All righty, everyone. I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Pepsi Cola. You know, it reminds me of do you remember a drink? There was kind of a diet drink. It was called Pepsi Light and had a lemon flavor. I remember that around 75, 76. And it was very lemony. It was pretty good, but I don't know. That disappeared off the market probably in the early 80s. I remember my mom buying it at Jewel, you know, with the 8-pack, you know, bottle. Used to, when then you return the bottles, you know, to get your deposit. And it was okay. But, you know, Pepsi's still around, always have. They came out with other flavors. And then Diet Pepsi came out in the late 60s, early 70s. And then now they have Pepsi Zero. And I tried Coke Zero, but not Pepsi Zero. So that's, we'll see. Maybe they'll get rid of the Pepsi Light or the Diet Pepsi, excuse me. So we'll see. Okay. Today's program, I will talk about the closing of Polk Brothers, and it happened 30 years ago this month, and it was a wonderful business in Chicago. My family and I bought a lot of merchandise from that place, and we still miss it to this day. And I'll give you a little brief history about the place and my memories of it, but first I'm going to talk about a couple things about my health. Let's see, this week, I was contacted by my doctor and said that my kidney function elevated. So that's kind of scary. So I had to call my urologist to see what's up, you know, and I didn't know he was a nephrologist too. So that's good to know. And, I was supposed to go in to see April 27th, to see the urologist, but I went Friday on April 1st, and he took me in and he said, "You're doing fine. You're still cancer free. Thank God for that." But, you know, and I told him my bathroom issues are going away slowly. So he's happy about that. He took an ultrasound on my bladder. He says, "Fine." So he scheduled me to have a kidney ultrasound, and that would be on April 20th. And I'm a little worried. I'm very scared because the other doctor told me, you know, there's a possibility you would either have a bad infection or you go in dialysis. And I go, "Oh my God, no, 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 I don't want that." So hopefully it's nothing, you know, but he still wants me to go for, so the urologist still wants me to go for the ultrasound. And I'll go on April 20th and then I will see him again, still on the April 27th. You know, I'll take some blood work before, and I hope not. I'm very worried. I'm very worried. But I feel okay. I feel okay. You know, and I'm on a new blood pressure medicine. The other one I had before was too strong. I don't know. It I told him it cuts my appetite. It's just awful. But right now I took, so my doctor prescribed a new one. Only been on it 3 days, so I'm okay. But the first day I felt like crap. So, and then yesterday, a little better. But today I'm all right. So I'm just adjusting. So I'm doing all right. The second thing I want to talk about is, before we talk about Pope Bros, is I was interviewed on the radio, a podcast episode on WGN Radio, 720 AM. The program was Outside the Loop Radio, hosted by Mike Steven. And he sent me an email about a couple weeks ago and asked me to be a guest on his show. And we talk about, it's a podcasting summit. They do the one every year. And I said, yes, I would love to do that. I really would. That would be, I'd be very honored. And so anyway, it was recorded last Saturday, but the program is uploaded right now on the website on WGN Radio Outside the Loop. And it wasn't just me. It was two other guests. One was Jacoby Corcoran, the host of CityCast Chicago. He has a podcast. And I hope I get their names right. The other one, Sarah Beatstach and Zach Emery. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Co-host of Album Rebrews, which I think they review albums and they drink. It's kind of funny, but they seem like nice people. Very nice people. And Mike interviewed each one of us and told us about our podcast. We told him our history, how we got started, why are we doing, what's ahead for us. And I did that. So if you want to listen, I posted the link on my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit. You could listen or go on the website outside on WGNradio.com, Outside the Loop, and search that and you will find it. And I had a wonderful time, and I got a lot of praise from people. They loved that. I didn't sound nervous on the radio, which is strange. I sound more nervous talking to you guys on the podcast, my own podcast, but not being interviewed like that. So I'm used to it because I've been on the radio before, many times. The only thing I haven't been on is TV. I've never been on television. That might happen. I don't know. That's another medium I've never been interviewed. I've been interviewed by the newspaper, and the radio, of course, but not television. So we'll see. Okay, but people on TV know who I am, so that's good enough. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. It really was, and I appreciate Mike Steven for interviewing me, and thank you for the other guests. I had a ball. I really did. Okay. Next up, we'll talk about Polk Brothers. Now, Polk Brothers, here's a little history of that. It was one of the original discount stores before Walmart, before Kmart, Zaire, you name it, what Turnstile, all those. And it was founded by Saul Polk, S-O-L-P-O-L-K. And he was born in Chicago, May 14th, 1917. And actually his real name was Polkovitz, and they changed it to Polk. I don't know when they changed that. And he worked at the World's Fair in 1933 during the Great Depression. And he was like a salesman. He sold irons and ironing boards door to door. Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting indeed. And, he had a reputation to be a showman and a master merchandiser. And he did all kinds of marketing campaigns. Very interesting. And so he did a lot of promotional stuff. And he was the first to advertise color television, on television. Well, on television, he advertised it, he was one of the first stores that had color TV. And they offered like circus tickets, crazy giveaways. Like one, he bought 250,000 pineapples to be handed out to customers, and that happened in 1966. That's funny. It really is, you know. But so the first store he opened, actually, it was not called Polk Brothers. It was called Central Appliance and Furniture. It was located at 3334 North Central Avenue, like about Belmont Avenue, right around there. And it wasn't just him. It was his brothers. First, it was Saul. Then it was Sam, Harry, David, and Morris, and their sister, Gisela, when she married somebody. They ran the business. It was a family affair, you know, and very tight. And then in 1946, they renamed it Polk Brothers. Okay. So they opened many stores later on. Like, for example, they opened one on 85th and Cottage Grove on the south side, Cottage Grove Avenue, excuse me, on the south side. And let's see, they opened one at 63rd Street in Kedzie. I remember that one. And also in the late 60s, they opened one in Fort City Mall, the Fort City Shopping Center. And I'll get to that in a second. And that chain was known for let's make a deal. So when you entered in the door, there's a salesman waiting for you, and he's hovering around. He's following you. You know, he's watching you like a hawk. And then, you know, some people like that, but other people find it, you know, annoying. You know, they don't want to be bothered. They just want to browse and all that. But, you know, if you wanted something and you requested, they'll get it for you. And they did. They really did. They were trained that way. I know they were pushy, but they did their job well. Also, it's not just the color TVs they sold. That was not the first retailer. It was also microwave ovens. You know, that came out later. And their motto was, the motto was that no customer walks out of the store without buying at least something. So you would haggle, you would make a deal, and believe me, it worked in like that. So, right now, before we get into a commercial of Polk Brothers, I want to mention one thing. We bought our first color TV set at Polk Brothers when we lived in Ashburn in 1974. Bought a Zenith Chromacolor, too. There's a picture of me, my mom, and my two brothers. And people have seen this on Facebook. And we're standing side by side by the TV, and Bozo Circus is shown. That's a classic photo. I don't know who took the photo. Maybe my dad did, or a neighbor. I don't remember. I don't think it was my father. I doubt it. He's not very good. He wasn't very good with a camera. Anyway, so we bought the first TV in Polk Brothers. We bought a lot of things there at Fort City, a lot of things. We bought our first refrigerator. It was General Electric, brown, very sturdy. And we still have it, but it's in the garage. It's in our garage. It's unplugged. You know, I don't know. We can't park with it, but it's still there. You know, and my mom loved it. You know, it was a good, sturdy, reliable refrigerator, you know, top quality. And, you know, we bought more refrigerators as time went on. Excuse me. Anyway, so we bought, like I said before, we bought a lot of things there, and so did other people as well. And believe it or not, when I post something about Polk Brothers, people say, I still have things in my possession that I bought there. And that was a long time ago, you know, like a bedroom set or a television. Well, maybe not a television, but the refrigerator, you know, amazing, amazing. Okay. Right now, we'll go into a commercial break. This is a Polk Brothers commercial, believe it or not. And this is from 1983. And once I play the commercial, I'll talk about more about Polk Brothers. So here it is.
Polk Brothers brings you the miracle of moisture in an exciting new way. The Douglas Ultrasonic Humidifier, quietly atomizing up to 4 gallons of comforting humidity a day into your home or apartment. Apple priced at only $99.95. And with your Sonic Mist humidifier for only $4, you get a Polk Brothers Extra, your own money-saving Cobra telephone, complete with a 25-foot extension cord. See the Douglas Sonic Mist humidifier at all Polk stores today.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Polk Brothers. I want to mention one thing. Sometimes the commercials I play, the volume is different from what I speak from the program, so I apologize for that. You know, just turn down the volume. It's too loud. If you can't hear it, please turn up the volume. You know, it's kind of goofy like that. I apologize for that. Also, let's see. Other thing that Polk Brothers did, they sold Christmas trees. Also, Santas. Remember the Santas? Yeah, the Santa Claus and the Snowman. And they were promotional. You know, when you bought something, you get I don't know if you get them free or discount price. I don't remember because I never bought one. And they're very rare. I remember Dean Richards and WGN showed his Pope Brothers Santa in his house. Amazing. It was wonderful. Oh, it was wonderful to see that. Yeah. So I would like to get one too. I really would. I think some antique stores sell them. So you have the Santa Claus, and then you have the snowman, and they were around in the 60s. That was they started that, and they sold like hotcakes. They really did, and they were like I said, very popular, and you know, they're still sought after. They still want that. Anyway, another thing about Polk Brothers is they had a huge fire in the company warehouse, and the headquarters was located in Melrose Park, and that was, I don't know how it started, but it happened in June 1st, 1987, and, you know, and then the company went kind of, you know, it went in decline, and because there was competition from other stores, and I remember there was like Highland, remember that, Fredder, Best Buy came later. I'm not sure when it came. So there was this, and Walmart, of course. And they sold discount, you know, they sold electronics and furniture and, you know, appliances, you know, much cheaper than Polk Brothers. So, and then Sock Polk died 1988, I believe. And then the recession came. And, it was like the 1990, 1991. Then Best Buy came, and then that was it. Polk Brothers got shot into the water. That was it. And so the company decided to close their doors in 1992, and they had a going out of business sale, and they had it this month, 30 years ago, in 1992. And, you know, that's sad. It really is, because we remember the commercials, we remember on TV, we remember the advertising in the newspapers, you know, this. And so the company is still around in a way, because it's not a store. So all the company's assets were rolled over into the Polk Brothers Foundation. And it's a charitable organization here in Chicago, you know, and that's very wonderful. I don't know if any family members are involved with that. Any surviving ones? I don't know. Maybe. So, you know, I think I got contacted by one relative when I was on the Chicagoland, maybe a grandson. I don't remember. It was an email. He says, because he found out I have a Facebook page, and he says, oh, this is my grandfather's store. And he said, thank you. That was very nice. Okay. So, you know, at Polk Brothers, you bought not just only televisions there, but you also bought electric mixers, washing machines, ovens, any brand. Like, for example, you could think of like a Manna. Remember that? There was Whirlpool, Speed Queen. I don't know if they still make that. You know, and so it's, you know, it's sad like that. So I have a Facebook page, and it's Polk Brothers. I don't post much at the time because I'm busy with my podcast and other stuff. So I'll resume doing that. You know, I always find ads or find some rare items. Sometimes on eBay, they have them there. Or people send me photos of their possessions from Polk Brothers, which is kind of cool. I like that. Yeah, and I remember there was a sign of Polk Brothers from Dixie Mall, Dixie Square Mall in Harvey, Illinois. They had the mall open in 1966. Didn't stay in business long. They closed that in 79, I think. Yeah, 79. And then the movie Blues Brothers was filmed there. Remember that scene when they were pursued by the police and they were rushing through the mall? They used that mall. You know, it's funny. But, you know, they fixed it all up. I thought it was coming back, but no, it's not true. And then, but the Dixie Square Mall is torn down, finally. No, it's just an empty lot. It's just a memory, which is sad. It really is. And the store at Fort City Mall was there until the 70s. Then it moved to Burbank around, I think, 83rd Street in Cicero. I remember that. I remember the big sign. And I knew a few kids from high school that worked there part-time. And they got a discount to buy stuff like that, you know, which is pretty good. And then I remember going to that store. It was kind of big. You know, and they still had the salesman waiting for you at the door, hovering around and asking you like that. And, you know, but it was, they had good customer service. They really did. And unlike today, you know, some do, some don't. That's how it is. Okay. All right. That'll be all for today for the 30th anniversary of the closing of Polk Brothers. And I went into more depth than I needed or did. So thank you for joining me for this episode. This is Pete Costanis, and this is episode 117, season 5, Vanishing Colorland Stories. We'll see. I'll see if I do another episode Tuesday. We'll see about that. Got to think of a topic. And also, of course, on the weekend. So everyone have a wonderful Sunday. It seems like a nice day compared to yesterday and the day before. So bye-bye for now from me. And here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye. So take it away, Ray. So long, everyone.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.